Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so happy that each and every one of you have called in to support us today. And even if you didn't call in today and you're listening to us in the archives, I'm just as happy because you know what? It really, really, really is so gratifying to know that people love you enough to support you in your ministry and the things that you're doing for God. So for many of you, you call in every week. I mean every week, whether it's on a Monday for Iron Sharpening Iron, or whether it's on a Sunday for Let's Talk, or whether it's on an awesome, awesome Friday night when there's Minister Sylvia or Prophet Anton on the air. We thank you all for calling in. We appreciate you so much because Minister Sheila is going to share at the end of the program the announcements so that you'll know who our awesome, awesome, I can't say awesome enough, speaker is for tomorrow for Iron Sharpening Iron. So right now, this is Cecilia, and I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us. I'm going to tell you, if time still allows when Minister Sheila is finished, you may not want to just continue in what you're doing. You actually may want to sit down and be prepared because the word today is prayer, but it's also a strong word. Minister Sheila?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father, the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for giving us another day, another blessed day of life that you have chosen to give us. Because we know we didn't have to be here, but we thank you and thank you and thank you for choosing to give us another day of life to serve and to walk the earth that you have created for us to live. Lord, we give honor to you. We give honor to you for another day of life, another birthday. I say each day that we wake up, it's another new day, it's another birthday, it's another day to worship and to honor to God and to act and to lead the way that he put into your heart, your mind, and your soul, to ask him for what he wants you to do today, to lead you the right way, to help you understand things that goes on to you today, yesterday, and if his blessing is for tomorrow. Sometimes, Lord, we need your guidance more and more. No, let me rephrase that. Lord, we need your guidance. It's not sometimes. Every day we go through this day, this evilness is at us. We're trying to break our faith, our life, and our love that we have for you. Lord, we need you more. Excuse me, and more each day. Lord, we need you from 7:30 this morning till now. We just need you even more. But the devil is attacking, break our strength, break our hearts, break our mind, sending these demons, devils, ugly hatred, honorary, unforgodly people, ignorance, ways to break us. But Lord, we thank you for keeping our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and our souls in connection with you, so that we know that we can live a better life no matter what the evilness throws at us, the devil throws at us. We know you will help us, you will show us, you will fight with us, for us, to break the spells that the devil's trying to send upon us. He will try to break us through our families, our wives, our husbands, our children, our sons, daughters, grandkids, family members, neighbors, co-workers. But Lord, we need you to send us the guidance and to block that evilness so that it don't attack us, to give us the strength to live through this hatefulness that's going on into this world. The color of your skin is a mark. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your directions. We need your guidance. We need this race as wiped out. We need you to help us to understand and to control and to live a life that racism doesn't end our lives. That is trying to do hurt us, hurt our lives. That is trying to do us to tear us apart and to end this racism and to end this hatred and this ugliness, this jealousy. Some have upon one another. Father against son, mother against daughter, sister against brother, sister against sister. We have people among us that is hurting each other because they think that they're in control. But Lord, we know you are in control. We need you to help and guide us and to wake us up. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Marlo McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Troy, Prophet Antoine, Minister Kaiser, Lord, I want Minister Marlo McCoy, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Lord, I keep repeating them because these are the teachers that you have sent to put your spirit into to help us through this awful times and need. Lord, we need you more and more. I can't stop saying thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know so much that could have happened to us yesterday, but you blocked it. You blocked it. You sent your angels. You sent your guidance. Lord, I need to let us know, no matter what we're going through, that the prayer and the connection and our conversation in our life with you will lead us through the right, lead us to the right way and from the wrong way, and to block all the hatred, the ugliness, the racism, the sexism, just the crimes that the devil is trying to form to break us and to pull us from you. Lord, we should bless this government that is taking this world you made, this United States, the wrong way, the evil way, the hatred way, the selfish form of this government. Lord, we need your guidance. We need your help. We need you to bless this law enforcement to let them know and the government know you are here to serve the righteousness of all the people, not just some people. Not just your hand-picked people, not just the ones you want today, but tomorrow you might engage them, if the word is right, disregard them. Lord, let them know that we are here to serve you. You have the right words, the right answers, the right ways, and Lord, we need you. And I thank you for my sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandson, my nieces, nephew. I thank you for my bloodline family, also my spiritual family, my work family, my neighborhood family. Lord, I thank you for the family that you have brought and put me into. But Lord, I thank you for letting me be part of your family, that I know you will lead the right way. You will show me the right way, no matter how the devil attacked us, Lord. You will all show us the right way. But all we need to know and remember, no matter what we're going through, we need to ask you for guidance. We need to ask you for direction. We need to ask you to show us the way you say that we know the outcome will be so beautiful, the best way, the right way, the righteous way. But Lord, we need you. And I thank you for waking us all up for this morning, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. I ask you to bless the sick, the ones that are sick, the ones that's going through this unemployment, the ones that's going through these racial neighbors who are on their job, just through their life, Lord. I need you to bless them from my head to our toe, from my insides to our outside. Lord, we need you to cover us in a way that is righteous, the righteous way to lead to you, to live for you, and to learn from you, for you, and to be all our life about you. It's not about us, Lord. It's about you, how our God, our Father, His Son, I call my big brother, can lead us through the life of righteousness and not to break us when we know the devil is attacking. When we know the devil, which is got the true heart and mind of God the Father and the Son, ain't got nothing on us. Can't touch us. No matter what he send at us, it won't break us. No matter what he do to us, it will not destroy or change our life and our love for the Lord. My God, I thank you. And thank you. Like I said, I can never thank you enough. But God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the love of the Father and the Son above, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for each and every last one of us that's on this earth that you gave life to, every living thing that you gave life to today. Lord, I thank you, and to heal the sick and to bless the weak and to give us strength and build up our souls, our spirits, our hearts, and our mind. Excuse me, to let us know you are the only true Father and the only true Son, the big brother, Father and Son, that has all the best for us. And you don't know until you know the love of God. And thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for all that he's doing and all that he's done. And I just need to sing a quick melody. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need God. I need his wisdom. I need his power. And I sure enough can do without his authority, his presence. I could just go on and on and on and on about how I need God. He doesn't need me. I thank him for using me. I thank him for the honor and the privilege of him saying, there go I. I'll use you, daughter. Or even I'll use, whether it's Prophet Antoine or Pastor Troy or Minister Sheila, Minister Margot, Minister Sylvia, Prophet Omar over in Africa. I mean, Dr. Serena Wright, I mean, just everyone connected and working with Smile 3E and those that are spreading the gospel. So as I said on last week, no, we're not going to talk about being separated versus divorce, entrapment, entanglement, so-called commitments, versus infidelity and cheating. We're not going to talk about Trump, per se, versus his old original name of Trump or Biden. But we are going to talk about, just quickly, some of the things we need to make sure people understand I just want to say quickly, before we get into our prayer and our wake-up call, there are 10 states. And out of those 10 states that I want to talk about before I get into the 29 or even more, that control the majority of the electoral votes. California has 55, Texas has 38, Florida has 39, Pennsylvania has 38, New York has 47, Illinois has 20, Ohio has 26, Georgia has 16, Michigan has 21, North Carolina has 15. That's a total of 315 electoral votes out of the over 500 that we have. So imagine if someone was to get all of the double-digit states, got all of the double-digit states, that would be 71%. That's not the 10 that I just finished talking about, but they would get 71% of the votes. And so, therefore, if I added in all the other double-digit states, that would give them the whole, like I said, the top of the electoral vote. We really need to realize it's not about the popular votes, although the popular votes are what feed into the electoral votes. Let's know the states that we live in that have those double-digit votes, the Maryland, the Minnesotas, the Missouris, Arizonas, the Wisconsins, the Indianas, the Michigan, I mean the Massachusetts and the Tennessees and the Washingtons and the Virginias and the New Jersey. So I already told you the other ones. So if a person wins those votes, popular votes or not, in the other places that have the little small votes, that's not much. That only leaves 29% of the votes. That's not much, people. So let's make sure we get out there and vote and that we educate our people to vote. Let's not get caught up on even the parties so much as the votes, because I sent a text to my sisters and their children and stuff on yesterday about watching the documentary on the 13th and also watching the documentary on I'm Not Your Negro. And we'll get into a little of what the 13th, and I'm sure many of you have seen it, but the Word of God is Jesus made flesh. And the Word of God is power. The Word of God is might. And the people in America and this world have to wake up to know that we can pray, and we've got to pray, because the effectual word refers of the righteous availeth much, and we need God's wisdom. We need his understanding. We need for the Seabirds and the Kaisers and the Dickens and the Fairs and everyone related to us and not related to us, various minorities, the millionaires, the billionaires, the politicians, to wake up. We need the black-on-black crime. Stop it. What is wrong with you? Hispanic on Hispanic. I mean, stop it. Come on, people. We've got drugs. We've got alcohol. We've got all of these things that have been infiltrated into our community to cause us to be poor or deprived in education and medical and health care and the various economic and economic sanctions. Come on, people. Yes, I know it's based off of proximity. It's easier to sell and to hurt those people that are close to you, especially if you don't have any transportation. But come on, there's too many of us so busy getting educated, so busy getting richer, so busy retiring and relaxing and traveling and shacking up and doing this or that we're forgetting to reach back. Reach back to those battle buddies. Reach back to those family members that's been caught up in the drug wars, that's been caught up in the addictions, whether they're a drug dealer or they're a previous convict that can't get over the fact that they were a convict. I know that the 13th Amendment set you up. I know that. because it actually reads, the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution abolishes slavery and involuntary servitude except as punishment for a crime. So now they may not call you a slave. They may not even call you the N-word, but you're a criminal. That's the new word. That's the new acronym. That's the new term for a slave. You are now a criminal. So they can pay you 85 cents. They can pay you $2 and something to work for IKEA, to work for Unicor contract, to do this or that. Do you know how much labor? My. The prison system gives? That's a whole nother message. But we have to know that organizations like the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is also called ELEC, or CCA, which is the Corrections Corporation of America, they are the entities that are putting various laws into place. You know, the three strikes, and you end up having to go to jail for 20, 30 years. The ability to have less in grams and crack cocaine than a person that had of cocaine and get a larger or more robust sentence. These various internal and external systemic acts of racism and microaggression are real. And they're whether we like it or not, the modern day Ku Klux Klan is using to destroy our community, our access to education is not equal. Our access to beautiful housing is not equal. Our access to trades and entrepreneurship is not equal. We know this. So why are we letting this institutionalized, racist, modern slavery that I call a GPS system, but see, my GPS system is more than one P and is more than one S. So my GPS system is called GPPSSS, and it's called the Guilty Plea Punishment Systemic Signaling Slavery System, which is whether they can get you to go to jail or they can get you to be called a criminal, and now they're monitoring you in your home and on your job or whatever. It's still a type of guidance system, global positioning system, that allows them to cause you to now be less than what they are. 1 in 3, not 1 in 17, because 1 in 17 is 1 in 17 black, 1 in 17 white males go to jail, but 1 in 3 black males go to jail. And we won't even talk about the sentencing of someone that used someone's address that got all of these years versus someone that actually killed someone. So I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out by name before I even get into the prayer. I'm calling you out, Cecilia. I'm calling you out, Sheila, Renee, Pinky, Carlton, T, Margo, Troy, Antoine, Serena, Dolores, Michaela, Brandon, Carvon, Chris, Peaches, Juan, Raven, Cynthia, Lewis, Margaret, Stan, Stanley, Wiggles, Lulu, George, Mia, Frankie, Inez. I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out by name, Seaberries, Kaisers, whatever your name is. What are you doing to help those that we've left behind became educated? Yes, we work double and triple shifts on our job to get extra money. Yes, we're doing all of these things. But what about the people that we've left behind? Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King and all the civil rights movements, they caused us to know that we can be heard, that we can take our true purpose and destiny that God has given us, that causes us to wake up. Wake up. Let's come against these things and these people in this sick and dying racist, sexist, criminologist world that makes us think that it's okay to criminalize for people. It's okay that you can go into places like Ferguson, Missouri, and at least every black household in the ghetto had 3 warrants in it. Come on, people. Wake up. And while we're waking up,
for the Ku Klux Klan's agenda that is now being used through ALEC and CCA and police brutality and political agendas in the White House and in the governor's house and in the mayor's house. We can pray the word of God that says in 2 Timothy 1st chapter, verses 3 and 8, thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did. Without ceasing, I remember you in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelleth first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and our grandmother, Molly, and our grandfather, George, and our parents. The remembrance of the faith that they taught us. And on verse 6 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. They laid hands on us. They spoke to us. They taught us. We have to remember that they empowered us to obey God. For even verse 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we don't stop right there. We don't even have to go on to verse 7. We can stop right there. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. No, I'm not going to be on here breathing. I'm not going to be on here doing all of the charismatic stuff that people do in order to be deemed as great prayer warriors, in order to be deemed as great preachers and teachers. Today we're going to pray the word. We're going to speak the word. And it's not going to be any of me. And that's why I sung the lyrics of the melody that said, I need you, O Lord. I need you. John 1, verses 1 and 14 speaks about the life and the prayers and the word of God being life. And Hebrews 4 and 12 talks about the word of God being a two-edged sword. Jeremiah 23 and 29 talks about the word of God being fire and being like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Matthew 26 and 29 talks about God's will and his way. Mark 14 and 36 talks about, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. When was the last time we told God, not my will, but your will be done? And Luke 1 and 38, Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed. When did the angel come and visit me? When did the angel come and visit you? And we said, be it unto us according to thy word. You may say the angel is never came. The angel is here right now because the word of God is speaking. The wisdom of God is what we need to be asking God for. We need to know that finding wisdom is finding God. God gives us wisdom according to Proverbs 3 and 13, Proverbs 2 and 16. Even James 1 and 5 tells us that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And God will give it to all men liberally, unbraided not, and it shall be given him. Let's walk in God's truth. Let's thank God for abiding in us. Let's thank God for 2 John and 4 that reminds us, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. And as we have received a commandment from the Father, the word of God says, are you your brother's keeper? Malcolm X was his brother's keeper. Dr. Martin Luther King was his brother's keeper. Rosa Parks was her brother. Cecilia needs to be her brother's keeper. I'm asking God for his wisdom and the ability to live a life that says, not my will be done, God, but your will. I have brothers and sisters and even myself that suffered and have suffered from microaggressions of certain races. I have dealt with sexism and racism and nepotism and all of these other isms in the workplace, in the classroom. But I've also come to God and ask him, God, I need the mind of Christ. God, I need to serve you in a spirit of excellence. God, I need to meet each and every day as a new and wonderful day to give you the glory. God, I need you to increase so that I can decrease. God, I need for your name and your authority, the name of Jesus, to increase and its functionality in my life, because I'm depending on the name of Jesus. I have to let God's spirit and his word speak through me. My. I have to thank God for the very atmosphere of gratitude and thanksgiving and praise. For I enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. When was the last time all you did was praise him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. When was the last time you extolled him and exalted him just for what he's already done? When was the last time you allowed 1 Corinthians 4:1-2 to let a man so consider us as a servant of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God? Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Have you been found faithful, sister? This is personal. Have you been found faithful in not leaving your brothers and sisters behind? Have you been found faithful in calling a spade and a diamond? Have you been found faithful in knowing that your brothers and sisters, that whether they're addicted to perversion of drugs or sex or whatever it is, to call it out? Some of us are so busy trying to be nicey-nicey and kind-kind until we're not telling the truth. I'm not saying to do things in harshness, but I'm saying if someone's doing something wrong, are you telling them the truth? Or are you so busy trying to get along? I remember not only did Rodney King say, I said it growing up, and my sister Minister Sylvia can tell you, growing up as a child, I was always, can we all just get along? Well, sometimes in order to get along, you got to tell the person the truth. And then you've got to walk away knowing that you did it in love. For you know your Redeemer. You know the grace of God. You know that you're victorious in him. You know that you can't put new wine in old wineskin, according to Mark 2:22. You know that God is sovereign and that he reigns. You know that we're to be soul winners. You know that we're to obey God. You know that we're to be faithful. You know that we're to walk in the excellence of God. You know we're to walk in the name and the power of Jesus. You know that we're to pray the earnest prayers of God. And that we're to pray, even as they say press, to pray reverently, expecting, earnest, surrendering, submission to God's Holy Spirit, his word, and his presence. When was the last time you declared and you decreed that you are your brother's keeper? And you said, be it unto me according to your word. Jeremiah 1:12 says, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. And God, you have established your word according to Isaiah 55:11. You know his word. You preach his word. You teach his word. A matter of fact, 2 Timothy 4:12-2 tells us to preach the word, be in season, out of season. We know we need to reprove, rebuke, exhort all longsuffering and doctrine. So are you rebuking? Are you reproving? Are you exhorting with all long-suffering? Are you doing it in and out of season? Are you doing it based on what God said? Are you pressing towards a mark the prize of the whole calling of God in Christ Jesus? Are you giving, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, shall men give unto me, shall men give me unto your bosom? For with the same measure that ye met, with all it shall be measured. Are you acknowledging God as your Jehovah Nisi? Are you acknowledging God as your Jehovah Jireh? Lord God Almighty, Almighty God, the Holy One, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Good Shepherd, our Great Redeemer, our Savior, our Sovereign Master and Teacher, our Abba Father, our Daddy God. It's personal. Are you acknowledging that He exists and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him? Do you know Him as your healer? Do you know Him as your healer of the nations, healer of your soul, healer of everything you know that's hidden and unhidden, whether it's an infirmity, whether it's a sickness or a disease? Wake up, America. Wake up, Black America. Wake up, Hispanic America. Wake up, Indian America. Wake up, Asian America. Wake up, every minority, every Seabury, every Kaiser, every Dickens, every Fair, every Wright, every Merritt. Wake up, because we're to pray until something happens. We're to pray corporately. We're to pray individually. We're to pray without seeking. We're to be persistent in our prayers. We're to pray until we see difference, a difference, many difference after difference in our country. But we see the indifference of discrimination. We see the indifference of sexism. We see the indifference of nepotism. We see the indifference of evil hatred. We see the indifference. My. We need to fully and holistically ask God for His wisdom to restore us, to revive us again, O Lord. Revive me again, O Lord. Give me your wisdom again, O Lord. Wake me up again, O Lord, again and again. Wake me up, God. Help me to speak out universally. Whether it's a leader that's wrong or a follower that's wrong, whoever they are, God, cast out the devils in Jesus' name, God. Walk in the power of your wisdom and your prophetic flow, God. Walk in the revelations of knowledge and understanding. To walk in the gifting of signs and wonders. To walk in love and charity and deliverance. To walk in the principles and promises and benefits wholeheartedly, God, that you've given me, to walk in the honor of God, to walk in the perfecting of God. For God, I thank you for even Psalms 138 and 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine hands, your peace, your joy, your understanding. God, we thank you for Psalms 104. We thank you for Ephesians 4 and 12 that reminds us for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What are you doing to edify the body? What are you doing to reach back for your sister or your brother? What are you doing to show everybody that God is omnipresent? He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the I Am. He is alive forevermore. What are you doing to show everyone that no matter where they go, He's there? You can't hide from Him because He's omnipresent. What are you doing to show that He's omnipotent? He reigns and He reigns forever. What are you doing to show the people that He's an all-knowing God? My. God is love. And He has shown us His unconditional love. What are we doing? Doctors, lawyers, judges, police officers, kings, queens, CEOs, CFOs, presidents, vice presidents, mayors, governors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, apostles, ministers. What are you doing? Are you allowing God to show you how to pray? Are you allowing God to show you how to praise him? Are you allowing God to show you how to seek him, how to worship him, how to adore him, how to cherish him, how to yield and surrender to him? Are you allowing him to show you how to honor him, how to honor one another, how to give him all the glory and all the praise? When was the last time you honored someone? When was the last time you honored your sister or your brother, your mother or your father, grandmother or your grandfather, your aunt or your uncle, the people that lead you on your job? When was the last time you honored their position? Not just them, but their position. When was the last time you told somebody yes, sir, or yes, ma'am? Not because you have a slavery mentality, but out of honor. When was the last time you introduced somebody to God? When did you introduce somebody to Jesus? When did you introduce somebody to his Holy Spirit? Are you preaching? Are you teaching your own agendas or what God is saying? People say all the time, you can't mix church and politics. My, 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 there's a hierarchy in God. Get it together, people. There's a hierarchy in the kingdom of God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. My God. So don't get it twisted in talking about somebody can't mix politics with the gospel. For there is a difference between what God is calling us to do and all of this stuff that's out here where man does and says, or humankind does whatever they need to do to get into office in order to get in there to do their own thing. There's many things that people do to get a uniform so that they can get out there and now practice police brutality and inequality. Whether it's they're not going to give you a loan, but they're going to give somebody else a loan because of their skin color or who they know or what family they were born into. God reminds us with loving kindness as he drawn us. God reminds us that we're the hunger and thirst after his righteousness. God reminds us that we're to have faith in him. We need to yield and surrender to God's Holy Spirit. We need to repent. God, me first. I repent for sins of commission, omission, every deed, thought, conceived in my heart, or even proceeded from my mouth, or even that I wanted to proceed from my mouth. I repent, God, for every sin of commission and omission. God, teach us how to close the gates and the doors and the entry points to the evil of hatred and sexism and racism. Yes, even within the human race, it's not just about black and white and Asian and white, you know, with the president and various people trying to come up with China antics and things of that. It's not just that. But we have light skin and dark skin and red and all of these different things within one culture, an ethnicity, that we are so-and-so thinks she's this or he thinks he's that. Who said that? They never said they thought they were anything. That's what racism and sexism teaches you. It teaches you about the plantation Negro versus the house Negro. That's a whole nother message. But God, teach us how to love one another and not to lust after the flesh and the lust after the eyes and the pride of life. But teach us, God, about the power in your word, the power in the blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. God, we need your wisdom. We need your words of knowledge. Abba, Father, we need your words of prophecy. We need your healing. We need your interpretation of tongues. We need your miracle signs and wonders and the discerning of spirits and diverse kinds of tongues and languages. We need it so that we can wake up, so that we can obey God. We need to obey you, God, in every area of our lives, both personal and spiritual. God, we need you. Many of us are straddling the fifth. We say we want to serve you, but we don't trust you. God, we're straddling the fifth. We're saying we're going to do this and we're going to do that, but we want to do it when it's convenient for us. We're a nation of convenience, the microwave nation. We're the nation of the air fryer. Ah, my God. We're the nation of the drive-thru. We're the nation of the curbside service. God, but when are we going to become the nation once again of in God we trust? When are we, God, going to not only understand the miracle signs and wonders that you've already done for us? Because we're still here, God. The pandemic killing the north, the south, the east, and the west all over in other nations. But we're still here to declare the liberty of your word, the liberation of your word. Millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, zillionaires, getting richer and leaving so many behind. Teach us, God. For even the apostles came and they laid it at the other apostles' feet. And the people of God, they just ran to lay it at the feet of the apostles. And not at the apostles apostolically per se, God, but teach us how to share with one another. They have a community in Jerusalem, God, that I thank you for, where everything in that community stays in that community. The Black Wall Street once was and still can be. Asians, Hispanics, African Americans, wake up. Wake up, America, wake up. So-called Christians, wake up. So-called Muslims, wake up, whatever your religion is, wake up. Unity, not just in the community, that sounds good, but unity in the body, unity in the family, unity in the various cultures and ethnicity groups. It's not okay for some to be walking around dealing in that of deprivation and education and health care and housing. Do you have someone that needs a place to stay? Do you have someone that needs a meal? Do you know of someone that's addicted that needs to be released from that addiction? From that stronghold. Yes, we know the government has poured it in, the cartels and everything else that you want to blame. But what are we doing to reach back to help? Yes, there are going to be prodigals. There are going to be people that are going to be lost because they've made a decision that that drug or that addiction is greater than God. And all we can do is pray for them and help them as much as God allows. And sometimes, yes, we have to shake the dust, but many of us are shaking the dust from your feet. And God is saying, ask me what's next. Ask me what I should do. Ask me where I should go. God. Ask God. He's asking. He's seeking and he's knocking. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for those words of encouragement, for that teaching, that lessons, and the words that Lord put in your mouth, out of your belly, that we need to take into our ears, our hearts, and our soul, and to pay attention, and to pay more attention, and to look around us and see what we can do, what we should do, but ask God to guide us as we do it. The lines are open. Is there anyone have any comments, testimony, or remarks, or any saying to the woman of God? Your time is now.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Minister Margo McCoy. I just want to thank God for another Sunday. Thank him for life, for health, and for strength. I just thank God for this ministry. And I thank God for the word that came from Apostle Alexis Cecilia this morning. A forceful word. A word, a challenge for us to do, to find the do. What is it God wants us to do? And there is much that needs to be done. So I thank God for that word and I'm taking it into my heart, into my spirit, and ask God to help me to remember that I do have to reach back and do more than just pray. Do more than just pray. Because we must pray, but we must do. And just to give a word of acknowledgement for our iconic civil rights icon that left us this weekend, John Lewis, he has done so much for his people. And one of the things that I've heard in so many tributes is that he was a man of faith, and he knew how important love is, above all, to love. I thank God again for this ministry. I thank God for his love. And I ask you to pray for me as I continue to follow God and ask him, what would you have me to do? Pray for me in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Margaret McCoy. I really thank you for your words, and I thank you for continuing to listen and to be a part of this ministry. I really appreciate it. I thank you, and I thank God for you. The lines are open. Is there anyone else? All right, I want to give honor to God again for this ministry and for the ones that are listening that Mike wants to say something, but it's not in the situation to speak. But I just ask you to keep praying that God will bless you and bless us all to continue this ministry and be able to acknowledge and speak the words that he has blessed us with. I want to thank each and every one of you, Lord. For listening, you can go back and listen to it at a later time in the archives and to understand God is with us 24/7. But as I say, he's with us 48, 49, 27, 37. I don't care how many times, seconds of the day, I can't give it to you of this year. But God is with us every split second that we have life. And we need to understand and know that we are here because of him, but you need to know you are here for him, because he is here for you. I just want to give honor to God again for blessing us all for another Sunday, a blessed Sunday. Each day we live is a blessing day. And I want to ask everyone to tune in with us again on each and every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, and on Monday night, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, Lion Sharpening Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and myself at 8 p.m., excuse me, Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with many powerful and grateful and knowledgeable teachers and speakers. And I believe tomorrow is the third Monday. If I am wrong, please correct me. And the speaker will be Minister Margo McCoy, a mighty and powerful woman of God with knowledge and teaching and understandings to help us through the word of acknowledgement that God has blessed her with. And on Friday nights, and Monday night is also on Facebook too. On Friday night, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, the Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, but Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think, correct me if I get it wrong, the first and third night is, help me, Apostle, it's just Minister Sylvia Kaiser night, and the second and the fourth Monday, Prophet Antoine.
It's Friday. Friday.
Friday nights. Friday nights. We have on Facebook and Blog Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas. And I just want to thank and to ask Apostle if she have any things she need to say, or anyone just came on the line and has something to say, you speak to us now.
Let me say something. This is Minister Sylvia. I was trying to speak earlier, but I had hit the button to take off mute, but I took off the speaker and I had the mute on. But I thank God for the word of God today that came from Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to say, woman of God, you preached on today. I really found some key spots that I have to stay focused on. I need to concern my prayer life concerning God in certain areas, within really all areas. But I thank God for the boldness. I thank God for what was coming out of your mouth. Some people would say, oh, she's beating me, or they beating me with the word. But beat on. Do what God told you to do. Keep speaking. Keep crying out. Do what God told you to do, no matter who feelings get hurt. Because if your feelings get hurt, that means she's doing what God told her to do. That's her due, because you will never say you didn't know. I just want to say thank you for the strong word on today that was a now word. Thank you, woman of God. Love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo, Minister Sheila, and Minister Sylvia. Just want to remind every listener, the 13th Amendment allows for criminals to work for 85 cents, $2, and all that. And if you believe that outsourcing is strictly going to China and Japan and all of that, look and see how much slavery labor is produced in the prison system. You can't tell me what I think, because this is what I know. I worked in the system, and it's amazing, people. Be educated. Understand that they were bitten, they were beaten, they were killed for us to have the right to vote. Vote, people. And also obey God. As Minister Margo said, pray, but do. Nike says, let's do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pray,
and then do what God has said. That's all I have, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, again, I just want to thank you and thank God for blessing us all for being here to attend and to all that's listening on this Sunday morning. And I just want to thank you and ask you to continue as you wake up throughout the night, throughout the day. Thank God for some of us, as you know, might have been here 5 minutes ago, but they are not here now. But thank God for each second life that he has given you, and to thank not only for yourself but for others, because we all are here due to the love and the joy and the blessing of God. And I want to leave you with our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, without God, we are nothing. Have a blessed and grateful day. Thank you, and amen, and goodbye.